Blog Talk Radio.
A.K.A. Behike Sanakori, Taktoka Sanakori, Oria, Taino Radio, Wasabara, Halu, Kwak Toka, Amana, Moon. Yeah, what's up? This is Taino Sagrado on Taino Radio, Wasabara, 1491. Yes, now we are here, and this is the Behike Show. Man, I'd like to thank everyone for being here. Amana Moon, where are you? Well, according to my stats, I got a lot of folks listening in. We got folks from all the way from Asia and Japan, India. That's right. We have Australia down under. We got New Zealand. That's right. Wow, those Maori people out there. Then we have people from Russia. That's right, Russia. We have the original... Oh, I said it already. The original Indians from India. That's right. That's awesome, man. Yeah, we got Norway, Finland, Germany. Oh, did I fail to say Japan? Yes. And then we have folks from Morocco, Nigeria. That's right, Nigeria. And we have so much people from the United Kingdom, fourth place. We have Ireland, the Netherlands, Mexico, Mexica Nation. That's right, you're with us. And always in the charts, we have Argentina, Colombia. That's right, Turtle Island, always in first place, Turtle Island. Thank you all for listening. Great First Nations of Canada. Yes, Canada, thank you for being with us. And check it out, slowly coming up the ranks of our ratings. And third place is Jamaica. Thank you, Jamaica, for listening, man. We got to get a show. If any of you are out there from Jamaica, please, please write me at TainoRadio1491@gmail.com. Okay, that's TainoRadio1491@gmail.com, man. I want to hear from you so we can get some nice, beautiful, we can do a show about Jamaica and interview some of you out there, Tainos out there, and spread the word. Spitia Cacique, we got this, man. We got this. Jamaica, Jamaica. Yes, we also got Quisqueya La Bella, Quisqueya, that's right. Normally known as Dominican Republic, back in the ancient world, it was Haiti. And, you know, I had a Haitian professor, and I forget his name, my God. But he came to the Indigenous Mobile Library once. He's a professor at Florida University, and he said, Florida State University, and he said that he remembered his grandparents naming the island known as Dominican Republic in Haiti. Him calling it, they were calling them, they called the island Guarico, Guarico. And then in the Borinquenaiki language, you know, Guarico is like, you know, the place. So I think that's kind of cool, man. The place. Well, I like that, the place. The place where there's unity, the people, like Jamaica says, where there is many, there's one. So check this out, man. We also have Borinquen in the house. Oh, it's Borinquen. That's right. We got some people here all the way from Borinquen. And we have, okay, me escucha, me escucha, Borinquen, me escucha. Can you hear me? Okay, we got some special guests all the way from Borinquen representing. Go for it. You're on the air. Okay, this is the Taino Radio. This is the Behike Show. And we got a song we want to represent here. And it was written by me many years ago when I tried to figure out a way to call the ancestors and to call the people. This is it. So representing the sacred feminine, the giver of all life, Atavish, giving the world, giving the cosmos life, and her son, Yokahu Bagua Marakoti, Yokahu, the Lord of the Cassava, Yokahu Guama, of the water, as well as no beginning, no father. Now, he had a brother named Guaca, and Guaca, as we know, he just disappeared because he was jealous of his brother. So, once again, in the creation stories, we have a glimpse of human nature, what it is to be human. So, we always have to be careful. On one side, we have life, order, and the other life, on the other side, we have jealousy or chaos. So, we always have to be careful. So wherever Guaca went, he went way up in the mountains, envious of his brother. So we always have to be careful, always have to be on guard of our natures, you know. We're good people, we're Taino, good, sacred people. Taino ku, or Sagrado Taino. But check this out. It's not easy being human. So our ancestors knew this, and they looked at the universe, and they looked at the world around them, and they said, wow, there is tons of manifestations of the Supreme Being in masculine and feminine, masculine, you know, those powerful dualism, and it all becomes one. So today I'm going to dedicate the show on the 12 Semis. And in my interpretation of the 12 major semis, as written by Ramon Pané in his account, La Relación, basically, this is God. This is the Supreme Being incarnate in earth, in air, in space, all around, but especially rooted in the earth. Fire, water, air, all these elements, wood. So check this out. Ready? We're going to start with the first two semis. The most powerful semis, as we know, is Atharveda. And Atharveda represents the fertilizing earth, water, and ponds, in rivers, lakes. She is the earth. She is the serpent mother, which in many tribes in the south as well represent the serpent mother. In many of the Taino Arnim Semis, you have the serpent or the snake surrounding the Yokahu Huama. That's that unity, that dualism. So we have also, she is the protectress of childbearing and lactation. All of these symbols represent, all these realities representing life, life-giving. The mother on earth, all mothers have this potency to give life. Of course, you have Yokahu Huama. That's the other powerful semi. And Yokahu is the lord of the yucca plant. And I'll tell you, yucca is a very, very powerful food root. Filled with complex carbohydrates, minerals. It's of the earth. You can make so much. You can make that sancocho. That's right. Fills you up. Gives you that energy. You can make the cassava bread that can last over a year. Italian bread does not have anything over cassava bread. So, Lord of the Yucca, Yokahu Huama, represents that bitterness and strength. Okay, so it's basically, Yokahu Huama is also the symbol of life of the worker, the Naboria, person that works the land here on earth. So there is that incarnate, like Yokahu is right there on the earth with the people, working with the people, working the land. That's Yokahu. Okay, so that's the root symbolism. When you root yourself on the earth, think of Yokahu Huama. So there we go. I started the song, Taino Calling Song, with these two most powerful representations of the Supreme Being, Yokahu Huama and Atharveda. Atharveda, the life giver, okay? And also Yokahu, the life sustainer with the yucca, okay? And that's that dualism. That's the dualism, the male and female. Now, Atharveda, there's semis under her powers, okay? And let me just name one, Maharu. Maharu, that's the semi that means no clouds, okay? And it announces the sun. So when you see a nice, beautiful day with no clouds, when the sun is going to come out, think of Maharu. That's the semi, Maharu. Okay, and he's and his twin partner, okay, that's generated from the feminine, that will be Boinayed. I know a lot of you out there are named Boinayed. That's a great name. And that's the son of the gray serpent. Once again, it's that feminine connection. Clouds announces the fertilizing rain. It's beautiful, man. That's it, the fertilizing rain. So you have feminine and you have masculine within Boinayed. In the traditional petroglyph of Boinayed, he has both sexes, both sex organs. He has the penis and he has a vagina. That's right. That's Boinayed. So that's under the feminine aspect of Atabe. Now, Atabe has a twin manifestation as well, and this is Guavansesh. That's right, Guavansesh. She is the driver of the wind and the water. It's a symbol of a face in the middle, and it's like these two arms is making circles representing the wind. So, you know, she rides the water, the wind on the sea, okay? The mistress of the hurricane, how about that? And I'm using the language of Antonio Arroyo Stevens and his book, Cave of the Jagua. And we're using his language to explain these semis because he did a lot of research comparing the semi symbolism and the South American and also different parts of the world. but definitely the Hurricane Mistress, okay? And this is menstruation. So we have Atabe manifestation as, you know, lactation, childbearing, while Ancestry is the opposite, menstruating, the blood, untamed, okay? Can't control Atabe, okay? So there you go, Ataveda. Then you got Wabansesh. And under Ataveda, the two semis I mentioned, Marahu and Buenayel. Again, Maharu is the cloudless one, announces the sun. And then Buenayel, the son of the great serpent. So he's the son of the great serpent, echoing the feminine, divine feminine, but also announcing the fertilizing rains. So you have a lot of male and female there. So we got Wabansesh has two assistants, or so two semis under her, under that manifestation, as to say. That's Guataúba. Wow, it's one of my favorites, actually. Guataúba. Guataúba is thunder. As the North Americans will say, the thunder beams. Announces the stormy rain. So when a storm coming, that's when Guataúba appears. And then another helper of Wabansesh is Coatriskie. And Coatriskie is the carrier of the water to the mountains. Okay, these are the drifting clouds. Okay, the drifting storm clouds. I'm sorry, I should say the storm. It's a lot of storm analogy on the Wabansesh. So let's go back to Yokahu. Now, Yokahu had a twin or that dualism, and that is Malki Thaudie Guayala. And this is the Lord of the Dead. So while Yokahu is the Lord of the Yuka plan, which gives life, Lord of the Dead is Malki Thaudie Guayala. And he represents sweetness and delight, okay? And this represents the symbol of the guayaba berry, okay? And that's what the bats ate at night. So the bats, if you see in Taino pottery, represent the spirit world, the spirits that are flying in the opias, the ancestors, and they come out at night from Guabe, and they eat the berries, the guayaba berries, which is kind of cool, man. So Matide Guayaba represents the bat, okay? Now, under Yokahu Wama, there are two masculine twins, okay? And this is Bai Brahma. And Bai Brahma is the guardian of the workers, you know, so he watches over the workers, the Naboriya people. And this is basically, Bai Brahma also represents the fire, okay? He's a guardian of the workers and represents the fire to clear the earth for planting the yucca. So there's a connection here with the yucca as well. So fire is also used in the oven for making cassava. So Bai Brahma is very close to the ancient one, Bayamanako. So we have Bai Brahma, remember him as guardian of the workers, and also he is representing fire to clear the earth and also to make cassava, okay, which is, you know, made over an oven. So we have also the twin, Baraguabael, and this is the guardian of the plants, of the animals, the fish. And when you ever think of, when you ever work on your garden or want to do a garden or volunteer at a garden, think of Baraguabael, because he's the guardian of the plants, of the animals. If you want to volunteer with animals, want to have an animal for a pet or just say a companion, or want a fish tank, or you want to go fishing for nutrients and so on, Baraguabael. That's the semi. Now, under Maketerauye Guayaba, we have two twins, also masculine, Obie Guabiran. Obie Guabiran. Obiel, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused here. Sorry about that. O bien guobiran. And this is the guardian of the dead. That's right, guardian of the dead. Guave, he hangs out in. And this is all about the symbol of the dog. Okay, the watchdog. A lot of cultures represent the guardian of the dead with the guardian dog. It's kind of cool, you know. Now, the last semi of the masculine is Colocote. Colocote. And Colocote is very popular back in the day. Guardian of the sexual delight, romance, spontaneity. That's right. This is Colocote. So I'm going to do right now, I'm going to expand the Taino calling song to represent these 12 semis. And hold on a second. If anybody listening wants to call in, you can always download. All shows are archived. If you're listening to the future, you can always, you know, if you're on the desktop, you can rewind this. But at this point, after this song, if you want to call in, 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. You can call in. That'll be cool. So right now, what I want to do is I want to play this Taino calling song expanded version. So I'm going to see if I get my friends back here, the Coquis, get some background music from the Coquis, man. What about that, man? Okay. And what's going to happen is I'm going to stress each semi, the 12, and I'll start with Atare, the giver of all life. Whoa, Kama, Kama, Atare, Wabante. Whoa, Kama, Kama, Maharu, Boy, Nangye. Whoa, Kama, Kama. Wakauwa koa Christie. Oh, kama, oh, kama. Yokau, yokau, wama. Oh, kama, oh, kama. Maki taurie. Oh, Kama, oh, Kama, by Brahma, Varangwa, oh, Kama, oh, Kama, oh, Diego, Alvira, Puro, Kote. Ay no Dios, ay no si, ay no si, ay no si, bo a tu ca, bo a ta su y ma co, yo ca u. Oh, Mamuna, Atabe, Yota, Wama. So that's a long version of the Taino calling song. Okama means listen, listen. Okama means listen. Taino ti, God be with you. You know, bo matun, blessing. I mean, bo kwatukan, blessings. So we, you know, we call upon call upon these sacred beings, these semis, we call them to be with us. You know, we ask the sacred being to open our eyes to see in this spiritual world, in the earth, that dualism between the mundane, cosmic, luminous. So it's very important that we reroot it, like Yokahu tells us, root ourselves in the earth. So I'm going to open up the lines if anyone's listening. Don't be afraid. We have a lot of shy people out there because I get a lot of emails and some comments afterwards. And I always say, yo, man, you should have called in. So once again, I want to refer to these semis as the manifestations of the Supreme Being. If we can ever, and this is what I thought it was cool about our ancestors, you know, they did not name the Supreme, the ultimate reality, the highest power, the Great Spirit. They didn't really give it a name. Okay, but they kind of shared what they thought about the Supreme Being. You know, they broke it down into molecules, if you want to say it, manifestations. Well, you know, we don't know the name of God, but God is all over, and this is what we see. This is what God does. I'm just paraphrasing there what our ancestors used to tell Pani. But once again, Yokahu Wama. Yokahu is the Lord of the Yuka. Yokahu. Or some people say Yokahu. In Puerto Rico, I hear people say Yuki-Yu. But it's all related to the Yuka, which is the root, the Yuka plant. Like I mentioned in prior shows, in Saona Island, the unknown cacique that was living there was supplying the Spanish invaders cassava bread up to a year to appease their greed. And eventually he was killed for his actions. So we always remember that unknown cacique in Saona Island. So Yokahu represents that bitterness. You know, you have to cook that yuca. And, you know, the traditional yuca for South America is has that poison that you have to suck out, that juice. And so it represents strength, you know, strength. It's the life of the worker on earth. Okay, when the workers, under the guidance of the Behike, they will bury these Yokahu semi, the three-pointer, in the earth. And that's why when you see a three-pointer semi, you see the big eyes and the big mouth, and you see the hands like crawling, the legs pushing. It's working the earth, okay? It's the life of the worker. It's working on the earth, making it fertile so it can grow, the yuca. Yuca's powerful, man, very powerful stuff. And it can resist storms. Makiteo Die Guayaba, the Lord of the Dead, represents also sweetness and delight. And the symbol of the guayaba berry, that's when the bats come out at night. Whew, that's it, man. They're going to eat those berries. So Makiteo Die Guayaba is the Lord of the Dead. So here we have a reality of earth living, we are earthlings. And then there is another side to the earth, or to our reality, and that's the Lord, that's the place of the dead, Guave. Okay? And just like Yokahu is the representation of that Yuka, the life giver, Makiteraviye Guayaba represents the dead, the opias that come out at night. That's right. It's kind of cool, man. We're trying to get into the mindset of our ancestors. This is what I'm trying to do today. Try to understand their thoughts, trying to understand their spiritualities, what we call the worldview, okay? What was their mindset, their attitude about the divine? So we got Yokahu Wama and Makwitirao Ye Guayaba. Then we got Bai Brahma under Yokahu, and we have Baraguabae. So Vairama is the guardian of the workers. Okay, so once again, it's earth-related, earth-based, so the worker, okay? And then you have Baraguabae, once again, is rooted in the earth, but it's plants, animals, the fish, the ocean. It's nature, man. It's nature at its finest. It's the life and death cycle of nature, okay? Baraguabae, very powerful semi. Both of them, because Vairama also represents the fire used, that was used by by Amanako to create the cassava and also the cook the cohoba bean, so for ceremony. Fire, very, very important. Guatu. And then we got Ovie Guabiran, and that's under Maquiteria Guayaba. Ovie Guobiran, he's the guardian of the dead. He's the watchdog. He's watching, okay? He's watching over the dead. And then Colocote is kind of interesting, comes that whole sense of sweetness and delight. It's Colocote. That's right, the twin. From death, there's life, okay? Again, that dualism, man. Bitterness and sweetness, and then you have death, okay, and the guardian of the dead is Ovie Guabiran, and then you have Colocote, sexual delight, romance. Man, that's all good. So I always tell people, if you're looking for a partner, if you're looking for someone you want to be with for the rest of your life, man, that's it. It's Colocote. That's right. In the creation stories, it mentions how Colocote, the semis, will sneak in the cane or the cacique and will have sex with the wives. Once again, man, don't laugh. This is the mind, the mindset, the worldview of our ancestors. We just mentioned before, this is kind of cool, man. Atavira, she's the fertilizing earth water and ponds and rivers. Okay, she's the earth serpent mother. And guess what? She's also protects those who are childbearing and lactation. Man, all symbols of life can get any better than that. Can't be any clearer. But then you got Wawansesh, the driver of the ocean, the sea, chaos, destruction. Okay, but when the hurricane comes, remember Hurricane Maria? It's going to destroy. It's going to take out the power. It's going to take out the water supply. It's going to take out a lot of things. It will destroy crops, too. Okay, that's why the yuca is important. Because once you cultivate the yuca, you can store it. You know, especially cassava, it can last a long time during times of famine and after hurricanes. But our people didn't see her, Wawansesh, as something evil. They saw it as a cleanser. Okay, the menstrual cycle. Every woman goes through that menstrual cycle every month. You know, the blood. So we have lactation and we have blood. So it's that dualism again. Okay, the cycles of life. What man? This is incredible what our ancestors were thinking. What did they believe? And the stuff that was left behind. Thank God, right? Wow. So there she is. You got Tavira and then you got Wawansesh, the natures of God or the Supreme Being. And then under Atavira, there's Maharu, Marohu. And that's no clouds. The sun is coming out. So when you see the sun come up with no clouds, Marohu. And then you got Boinaye. Boinaye. He is the son of the great serpent clouds. Also bringing the fertilizing rain. Okay, but once again, he's also under the feminine. So as I mentioned before, Bonayel has both sexes in the petroglyphs, male and female. Then we have Guatauba, Guatauba, Guatauba. Yes, that is thunder, thunder and lightning. The thunder beams announces the stormy rain. Be careful. Watch out. There's the warning sign. The warning rain. The stormy rains. That's right. It can destroy crops. It can destroy villages. But the water's coming down the mountain. Because Guatriski, she's carrying that water up the mountains. And it's going to come crashing down. and that's the drifting storm clouds. When you see it, be ready. So all these semis, both masculine and feminine, all representing the beauty and the struggle of what is the divine, what is this supreme being all about, you know? I know Panay in the creation stories talks about Yahya and Yahyael, and how Yahya, according to Juan Aron, represents spirit of spirits. Sounds like that's another narrative, okay, compared to the Yokahu Atabe narratives. A lot of beautiful stuff, a lot of beautiful stuff. So just want to let everyone know that when it comes to understanding the worldview of our ancestors, very difficult. I don't think it's impossible, but it's very difficult because they come from a different time, a different place. But we can go back and we can learn because it's in our DNA. It resonates with us. And then what do we do in the 21st century? That's the key here. What do we do in the 21st century with all this knowledge, this whole worldview? Okay? So, man, there's so much to say. So much to say about our ancestors. They were just beautiful people that always constantly try their best to make sense of what's around them and to make sense of what they need to do. What they need to do to keep it going, to keep the balance, keep the rhythm, as I said last week. So once again, I want to play Edwin Cedeño, his song in his album Taino. It's the medicine song. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs that I learned from Edward Sedaniel, that medicine song. You know, I envision, you know, during the time of the invasion of 1492, you know, the Bahike was the center of the teachings. The Bahike was the one that taught the cacique, all the caciques, all the leadership, how to be leaders. Because it was the Bahike who had to speak to the Semis, ancestors, looking for answers, looking for guidance. That was the Bahike's job. You know, balance between the earth from the celestial waters underneath the caves. You will go into the caves and commune with the celestial, which is the Atabe, the sacred waters. And then the roof, the top of the canopy, the space, the cosmos. So the Bahike had a huge role. You know, you took the cacique, when he was very young, as a child, bring him to the caves. All those wood, all those cave art or petroglyphs, they're all representations of different ceremonies. So that was the role of the Bahike. He will use Cohoba. Okay, the Cohoba mixture will be used as a snuff to commune, to activate that DMT so we can travel to the other worlds. Okay, that was the principal ceremonies of the Bahike, a traditional ceremony when they invoked the Semis through the Cohoba. Okay. Now, unfortunately, this tradition was lost due to the invasion of 1492. And Bartolomé de las Casas talks about how the Cohoba ceremony was taken away from the Bahike, and the caciques were the ones that dominated the ceremony. And according to Pané, he wrote this, you know, they made fun of the ritual. They made fun of the actual, it seems like our ancestors would share what they learned through their travels, and they will play act it to the people, to the public, in the Bate. And then the Spanish will make fun of how they did that. So it sounds like they had a good idea of play acting what they learned, what the Bahikes learned. So it seemed like there was some issues on researching that, why the Bahike was, the Cohoba was taken away from them, and it was just relegated to the caciques. So according to Bartolomé de las Casas, who wrote in length about our ancestors, the number one expert, they were just relegated to doing, I hate the word just, but in this context, but they were basically doing the plant medicine, which survived to this day. All those plants, herbs that you use for healing, it's still passed down to generation to generation. So the Bahikas, I'm telling you, they were alive and well. I know Cacique Caizahú, in his vision said that it's the end of the cacique, of the caciques, the system, the office of the cacique. But guess what? The Bahike is so strong. In their teachings, those teachings never fell out. So it's important that what's traditional was lost from us, but also the traditions of the plants was not lost. Many peoples in the country, in all the islands, in Jamaica they call it bush medicine, but it's still active to this day, still active. So it's very important to understand that it's traditional ceremonies that were lost, but there were also traditional remedies, rites that was not lost, and it's still active to this day. Also, the massage, bone setting, these are things that were dated way back before the Spaniards invaded the Caribbean. Now, what do I mean by non-generated ceremonies? This, I first learned this term from Grandpa, Ceremonial Chief Frank Foolscrow, one of the greatest modern and traditional medicine men that we know of. He lived, he was raised in the Buffalo days, the traditional days before reservation living. His uncle was the famous Black Elk. They were both Heyokas. They were contrast medicine people. So they did things not conventional. Remember, Black Elk used to play a square drum. That's cool, man, the square drum. So Frank Fools Crows talks about our teachers that we, there are the tribes, the peoples. There's two forms of ceremony. One is traditional and one is self-generated. Self-generated is something that you create in a modern way, contemporary, whatever it may be. And then he says eventually that will be traditional if enough people practice it. It will be a traditional ceremony. Okay, so don't worry. Eventually self-generated, if done correctly and enforced through good ways, will eventually become traditional. Whatever community might accept that ritual or ceremony. So, and there's another thing that I learned about the northern tribes and the southern tribes, South America, North America, Canada, is whenever a tribe loses a traditional ceremony, it's absolutely, absolutely acceptable for the medicine leader of that tribe to request assistance in creating or receiving a traditional ceremony from that tribe. And this happened to me when I received the Sweat Lodge, Purification Lodge ritual. It was taught to me by Crow Nation elder, Irving Saint Good Stewart, who taught me how to pour. You mean a right to pour, to run a Sweat Lodge ceremony in the Crow tradition. Then eventually what I did was I created from that knowledge, I created what we call the Guanara ceremony. And next week I'm going to talk about the Guanara, particularly that word Guanara and how it relates to the creation stories. But I did create a ceremony called Guanara, which is really individual compared to communal. And it's taken from the spirit of Guajayona being healed by Guabonito. But we're going to get into that next week, okay? So that's an example of a self-generated, where I took what I learned from the Crow people and I saw the creation stories and I merged both and created a ceremony called the Guanara. And I created it. It didn't come from a traditional medicine person with lineage and so on. So lineage is very, very important. That's another key aspect of traditional ceremonies. That means, for example, Irving Sinsgood Stewart learned from his father, and his father learned from someone else. See, that's that lineage. It goes way back into generations, okay? So I myself taught Juan Gonzalez, the keeper of the Cerro de Bojique in Sidra. He has his sweat lodge there. You know, and he's, you know, he has part of that lineage as well. As myself, I'm trying to teach now soon the Guanara ceremony. So I will be offering that lineage of a self-generated ceremony that eventually, I pray, becomes traditional in the Arayeke community. So there you go. We have traditional ceremonies which has lineage. You know, the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, is two separate cases related to the ayahuasca ceremony from South America. Santo Dani Church in Brazil, they use ayahuasca as a sacrament, similar to how the Catholics use bread and wine as part of their sacraments in the Mass. Santo Dani uses ayahuasca brew, the sacred brew, in their ceremony. And it's the only church in the world that uses DMT or ayahuasca as their sacrament. Amazing. So, again, and that Santo Dami Church learned from, I forget his name, but he used to be a slave, and he learned it from the Amazonian natives in Brazil. So, see, that's the thing, there's lineage. Lineage is important. So, United States Supreme Court, with two cases where people were arrested performing this ceremony because ayahuasca, which contains DMT, is an illegal controlled substance here in the United States. Possession of it, using it, will get you in jail. But in these cases, because the medicine people that were running these ceremonies proved their lineage, they were let go. Case closed. That's it. You have to show your lineage. Okay? That's what makes it traditional. And that's what makes it legit. Okay? Very, very important. You know? And I'm not trying to be nasty or confrontational here. But if you perform, if you're going to a ceremony that looks traditional, it's perfectly all right to ask, hey, you know, what's your lineage? To ask the leader. Because you want to be protected. You don't want to go into a ceremony where, you know, it hasn't been tested through the test of time. You know, you want to make sure your health. And whenever you take these DMT substances, or I should say medicine, gotta be real careful. Gotta be real. If it's not prepared correctly, it can kill you. It can give you psychoses, it can give you a heart attack, strokes, you name it, depending on your body type, your body, your health, I should say. So be careful what's traditional and also what's self-generated, okay? And I know there's a lot of ceremonies out there that are self-generated, but they're being sold as traditional. So you have to be careful. If anyone ever asks you for money for the ceremony itself, gotta be careful. Gotta be careful with that. Sometimes a lot of people put a price tag to prove the authenticity. Nah, man. Authenticity comes in the lineage. Okay? So people can lie. But do your research. It's your body. It's your mind. It's your heart. It's your future. And very, very important to take this stuff seriously. That's self-love. So I'd like to end the show today with that, of traditional, non-traditional, or self-generated. It's all good. We all try our best to, you know, to be the, you know, the key thing is we, after a while, all these ceremonies point to one way, and that is that you, me, we are the medicine. We are the medicine. We are the medicine.
Yeah.